This topic is somewhat of a Purim-related topic, but not exactly directly a Purim-related topic. We're going to talk about properly citing those who you've heard Torah from. When you quote Torah, Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Now, there are various places in Chazal where this appears. Omer Davar B'Shem Amro is an important maila. But most notably for us, Megillah Daf Tezvav, the Gemara tells us, Va'Amr Blazer Amr Chanina, Kala Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, Mevi Gu'ula Liyolam. That someone who's Omer Davar B'Shem Amro brings Gu'ula to the world, Shenemar, Va'Tomer Esther Melech B'Shem Mordechai. That when Esther reported to the Melech that there was a plot against him, she Dafka credited Mordechai, and because of that, the whole Gu'ula happened, because Achashverosh wrote down that he owes one to Mordechai, and therefore the one who was Amelech HaFetz Bikaro turns out to be Mordechai, and that leads to the downfall of Haman, and that is how the Geula came about. So that's not the only place in Shas where it's quoted. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Dalid, in today's Daf Yomi, and this is why I thought of it today, the Mishnah doesn't attribute something to Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Yossi said it, so therefore the Mishnah circles back to tell us toward the end that it is in fact the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Why was it so important to circle back? Because if you leave it unattributed, you're not being maybe Gula Li'olam. You have to be maybe Gula Li'olam. There's also a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the sixth paragraph of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Vav, that tells us amongst the Kinyanei HaTorah, the last of the Memchet Dvarim, Shatorah Niknes Behem, is Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Rabbi Bamberger pointed out to me that this was the Makkah B'Patish for Kabbalah HaTorah, meaning it's the last of the Kinyanei Torah, so that's the one that comes right before Kabbalah HaTorah. In that sense, to the extent that you view Kabbalah HaTorah as Geula or something akin to Geula, so then you understand that this is the last of the Memchas Kinyanei Torah. Now, it is interesting. Rav Sacks always likes to point out one of my favorite Rav Sacks lines is that how many people, everyone knows, Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, Mevi Gula Li'olam. How many people know who said it? Right? And who said Omer Davar B'Shem Amro? Who's the Bala Memra of Omer Davar B'Shem Amro is Mevi Gula Li'olam? Nobody knows. It's Rav Lazar Amar Rav Chanina. Now the irony is that it's not just that nobody knows. When the Gemara in Chulin quotes it, it doesn't quote it from anybody. It's only in Megillah that it quotes it from somebody. When the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos quotes it, it doesn't quote it from anybody. It's only mentioned who the Baal Meimra is in Maseches Megillah, which is somewhat stunning. Also, why didn't Rabbi Chanina quote the Mishnah? If it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, why do we have an Amora just saying it on his own? That Omer Davar B'Shem Amro maybe Google, meaning within the Meimra Chazal, it's a contradiction, it's a theory of not practicing what you're preaching. So the Marsha, Maseches Megillah, writes that since the last parak of Pirkei Avos, you know about the last parak of Pirkei Avos, is only Braisos, it's not Mishnayos, it could be Rabbi Chanina was unfamiliar with it, and therefore it was not a violation, he just never knew it, he never knew it from Tanaim. But why didn't at least Ravina and Ravashi, when they put it in the Gemara, at least they could have quoted it from Pirkei Avos, instead of crediting Rabbi Chanina? So the Torah Shor suggests that Ravina Ravashi Dafka wanted to juxtapose this with the next statement of Rabbi Chanina in the Gemara Megillah, which is Tzadik Avad Ledoro Avad, that when a Tzadik dies, he's lost to his generation, but he himself doesn't suffer from his death. Mashal Adam Sha'avdullah Margolis. It's like a person loses a gem, a pearl. Makum Shi Margolis Shema. Wherever it is still a gem, it is still a pearl, it's fine. V'lavdal Labaila. It's only lost to the owner of it. So too, when a Tzadik dies, they're lost to us, but the Tzadik is just fine. However, you would imagine, says the Torah Shor, Tzadik does lose, because he no longer has the capacity to grow. He no longer has the capacity to share Torah. But he does. He does. Because whenever you're Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, Sufsos Adovos Bekever, when the Sufsos Adovos Bekever, that's a continued Zuchus for the Tzadik. That's what Torah Shor says. That's why Dafka wants to attribute it to Rabbi Chanina. Also, why Geula? What is it about maybe Geula Li'olam? So in the Tshuvas HaParkasta Da'anya, Chelet Dalet Sim Shinayin Al, one of the great Hungarian poskim, he writes that based on the Arizal says that there's a finite number of Chidushei Torah that have to be said before the Geula comes. That we have to be Mechadesh in Torah a certain amount prior to the Geula. So when the culture becomes to always quote things from people, so people will be inspired to be Mechadesh, because if I'm Mechadesh, then people will quote it from me, and that So that will inspire people to be mechadish, and the more that people want to be mechadish, the closer we're going to come to geula. It could also be that it will inspire us to be mechadish when we have to quote whatever isn't our own, meaning the very fact that I'm going to have to quote everything else from who I heard it, and I can't pretend it's my own, so I'm going to want to be mechadish so I can say some things on my own. Rabbi Berniger, in his Sefer on the Megillah, in Shira Salevi, quotes the Sefer Iyun Tfila, that on the bracha, the first bracha Shemon Esrei, maybe Goel, Levnei Vneihem, Leman Shemo Be'ahava, that Geula only comes about, says the Iyun Tfila, as a result of a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and recognizing that it's for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's not for our own purpose. So looking at the true source of something and the true purpose of something and where something really comes from and what it's really for is part of the Geula process. Now, is this a din or is this just a milah? So maybe Geula L'Olam sounds like nice thing to do. Doesn't sound like a din. However, there's a Medrash Tanchumim Bamidbar Parsha Chavdeis that says that it is in fact an Isser Gezel to not quote something from who you heard it. The Sefer Chassidim in Otav Kuf Pei Vav says it's a violation of Lo Sase Gvul Re'echa, that it's Hasodas Gvul to not cite Torah from where you heard it. And there are a number of halachos relating to this. Halachos that are derived from the source and are derived from Esther, and halachos in general. So first two halachos that are derived from Esther, from the source of this idea. The Sifsei Chachamim writes that we see that it even applies when speaking to a non-Jew, because she was speaking to Achashverosh. So even when you're speaking to a non-Jew, you still have to cite where you got it from, which makes it sound like it's just an element of midos, that you have to have basic midos, so no matter who you're talking to. And not only that, Sifsei Chachamim suggests, even if what you heard is from a non-Jew, you have to quote who you heard it from in order to be maybe Gula Liol. Then there's the Imre Emes in the Michtavei Torah, Michtav Yud Tes, quoted in the Masechta and Megillah. He asks why it's a big deal that Esther quoted Mordechai. It's basic decency. You know, why do we make a big deal about it? So he answers that it applies even if you already know that which you heard, meaning Esther already knew about the plan of Bigson and Seresh. How does she already know? Because the Gemara tells us in Masech Sanhedrin Peites that when a Navi receives a Nevuah, it goes to other Nevi'im as well. There weren't many others around. Esther was one of the seven female Nevi'im. So when Mordechai received this Ruach HaKodesh, who is one of the Makoros in Maseches Megillah, for how we know that the Megillah was written Ruach HaKodesh, was Mordechai received this Ruach HaKodesh, so Esther Mistama got that same Nevuah, that same Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore she already knew, and she still quoted it from Mordechai. So even if you knew it already, to quote it from somebody, that's the great Maila that's maybe Geula Li'olam. Other detailed halachos relating to this, five in particular. First of all, in the Tshuvas HaParkasta D'Anya, Chelek Dalet Simen Shin Ayin Aleph, he discusses whether Mechila works. What if the person says, it's okay, you don't have to quote me. People do that all the time. Don't worry, you don't have to say it in my name. Say it in your name, it's fine. Is this something that's Nitan L'Mechila? So says the HaParkasta D'Anya, let's take a look. Magen Avraham in Kuf Nun Vav Sifkat and Beis, when the Magen Avraham quotes all of the halachos, or many of the halachos, that are not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You know, there's like a whole list of halachas that are mefurish gemaras that are not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. There's a kinshas that came out about 100 years ago called Shichachas HaOmer. HaOmer with an Aleph, not an Ayin. Shichachas HaOmer, of things that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to quote, or that the Rambam forgot to quote. So Magen Avraham gets the ball rolling on that, and the Shabura quotes many of them as well. Like Mechitza is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, but every Orthodox Shul has Mechitza, right? So it's obviously halachas, based on the Gemara at the end of Sukkah. So for whatever reason, there are a number of halachas. So Magen Avraham lists this as one of them. But Magen Avraham says, and what's the problem? What's the problem with not quoting somebody? It's Gezel, he says. So does Mechila work on Gezel? Yeah, if I tell you, no problem, you can take it. Then it's not Gezel, right? It's only a violation of Gezel if I don't want you to take it from me. However, the Shachan Yardes in Rishman Beisiv Katnam Gimel writes that it's a violation of Misateh Betalis She'eno Shalo, meaning taking credit for that which is not yours, and it's akin to Gnevas Das. It's similar to Gnevas Das, which implies that Mechila does not work, right? Because it's not about the person that you're not quoting, it's about who you're telling it to, that it's like a Nevis Das. They think that it's your chiddush when it's really somebody else's chiddush. They're going to think you're a bigger Talmud Chacham than you really are. They're going to think that you're a machadish and you're not. So it's still gneivas das on that other person that you're talking to. And by the way, if it is gneivas das, it makes a lot of sense why it applies to a guy, because chulin daf tzadi dalit. Also, living of das abrios afilu das akum. You're not even allowed to be gneiv das of a guy. And if it's about maybe gula liolim, says the aparkas tadanya, then mechila certainly should not work, because the guy can't be mochel the world's geula. We're all waiting for geula, and this one yatz is going to be mochel, one mechadesh is going to be mochel the geula for the entire world. You know, this is similar to what the Gemara says in Yevamos, that even though a person has children when they're young, they have to continue to try to have children when they get older, because in Ben David Ba'at Shiyuch Kol Neshama Shebeguf, Mashiach only comes when all the neshamas are come down into this world. So it's hastening the coming of Mashiach. So we have to do whatever we can to hasten the geula. We're not supposed to delay the geula. It's probably part of the Ikar Emunah. To be mechakel b'chol yom sheyavo is to do what we can to make sure b'chol yom sheyavo that the geula will come. A second detail, a second halacha, is do you have to quote the middleman? Meaning, let's say you heard it from somebody, you heard it from somebody, you heard it from somebody. I remember when I was in Rav Baruch Simon's shir, my early admissions here in YU, he used to always quote, I heard from Rabbi Willig, in the name of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, in the name of his brother, in the name of his father, in the name of his grandfather, like he would go through this whole, Seder Advar. Is that necessary? So there's a Beferish Gemara needs a Daf Nun Vav and Beis about this, where the Gemara tells us, Kol Shemaitz the Mesamra Bebeit Lasa, the Kamayu Ubasrayi Amina Mitziyayi Lo Amina. You need to quote the guy you heard it from, and the guy who said it originally. You don't need to quote every middleman along the way. That's what the Gemara tells. And the Gemara brings a raya of a certain memra that was said without, and it goes all the way back to Moshe, but it skips Yoshua and Kalev. So you see that you're not quoting everyone in between. In the Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, I couldn't find the Tshuva. I didn't look for the Tshuva this morning, but I remember years ago, I saw a Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, Deborah Tzina Rav, where someone asked him whether, if you see a Pesachei Tshuva quoted Ned Behuda or Chassam Sofer, are you allowed to say, oh, Ned Behuda says, Chassam Sofer says, or do you have to say, I saw the Pesachei Tshuva says in the name of the Nebi, and he argued that if I recall correctly, that if you look up the Nebi Yehuda, then you can say the Nebi Yehuda says. But if you only know it because the Pesachei Tshuva told it to you, then you have to say Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Nebi Yehuda. Right? Then you have to quote that. And that's not a middleman. That's the one you got it from directly, right? So that's not against the Gemara. Now, a third detail, halacha, if you added to the Chiddush or brought an extra raya, so it's beyond what the original person said. Do you have to quote the kernel that came from the person that you heard it from? Or can you just say it as if it's your own? Because, you know, panim chadashos ba'olakam, you added so much, you've made it a whole shtickle Torah out of one kernel of an idea. So the Aparkas Da'anya says, there is such a concept called bitul barov, but a davar chashuv is never batel. And Torah is a davar chashuv. So it's never batel. It's not batel afilu be'elav. So no matter how much you add it to the Torah, the shtickle Torah is never going to be batel. Also, when you think about it, you probably wouldn't have developed that whole shtickle Torah if you weren't given that kernel. So it's the amas habinyan, the yisod of everything that you built. A fourth halacha. What about quoting things that people didn't say? Meaning, you quote something from someone because you want people to listen to you. And if you say it yourself, who are you? No one's going to listen to you. So if I go around and I say, ah, I thought of a chiddush lahalacha, everyone will say, okay, whatever. But I go around and I say, oh, I heard from a shechter the following chiddush lahalacha. Then they'll say, ooh, maybe we should listen. So am I allowed to do that if I'm convinced that I'm right? If I know that this halacha is right and I need you? So you would think, for sure you can't do that, right? That's terrible. Says the Gemara in the Sechus Brachos Daf Chav Zayin, Kala Omer Davar B'Shem Rabbo Shelo Shama Mimenu Gorim L'Shchina Shetzalik Mi'Israel. If you credit things to your Rebbe that he didn't say, you're causing a Siluk HaShchina. Okay, sounds pretty terrible. Comes along the Tiferes Yisrael and the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos nearly. Kivan the Ikaratam, the Otsalomarkin, whom Yishim Deshem Yeshul Fakbek al Davarze, Sha'omer, the Nimtsa Mevazer Rabbo. He says, what's the problem with this? It's a Bizayon to the Rebbe. im kein kisher baru lo shalacha kein shari lo mar b'shem ravo kidei litein chizuk l'davar. But when you know that it's 100% correct and it's not going to be a bizayin to the Rebbe, and the only way that people are going to listen to this correct halacha is by quoting your Rebbe, then you're allowed to do that. Ukvo kein omer b'shem ish gadol she'ino ravo v'yeshol shum tzorach b'davar afilu in baru lo shakach halacha shari. And he says you can say it in the name of any other gadol. It doesn't even have to be my Rebbe. I can tell you Rav Moshe Feinstein said it. I can tell you Rav Yashin said it, even though they didn't. The Avogav Dali Deze, Efshar, Sheyivchas Kvod Chavero, Hare, Asul is Chabir Beklon Chavero, Filuachi Rak Safi Gram Vialu Bishar. Okay, fine. So the Tveris Shul suggests that you're allowed to do this. There are riots from the Gemara this way as well. In the Panami Eros, in the Saktama, he shows from the Gemara Shabbos Chaval from Beis that, you know, the Gemara says that Intmar Mishmed Rabbi Yirmi of a low Kibla, but then Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan the Kibla, that something was said in the name of Rabbi Yirmi and they didn't want to accept it. And then they said, I think it was Shmuel, didn't want to accept it, and then they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and all of a sudden he was willing to accept it, that the proper attribution to an Adam Gadol will cause it to be repeated more frequently. Meaning if you're only quoting it from someone lesser, so then it's not going to be passed on because people aren't going to accept it. A fifth potential detailed halacha over here is the Chelkas Yaakov and Archaim Simon Mem Vav discusses whether this applies to Divrei Agada as well or only to halacha. So he says there's no doubt it absolutely applies to Divrei Agada. The Nedvud and Yerodeh Tinyana Simon Kuf Samachalev writes that Mihu pesi yasur heina lahachshich or gadol v'litin dofi b'divrei agada. What kind of fool thinks that divrei agada lack depth or lack meaning? The kol divrei balei atalmud kulam nasu miroa echad. The entire shas was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, meaning all of it is part of our tradition. It's all part of our mesorah. The ein behem dava riku batel. There is nothing empty. There's nothing that's worthless, including any divrei agada. And he points out in that Rashi on Vayishlach on the pasuk where Esav kisses Yaakov, it says Amar of Shem ben Yichai halachi biyadua she Esav son of Yaakov. That it's halacha biyadua that Esav hates Yaakov halacha. So you see that even divrei agada are called halacha. So it should apply to divrei agada as well. Are there any exceptions to this rule of Chalomer Dov B'Shem Amro, maybe Gula Liolim of saying things B'Shem Amro? So Rav Shechter was asked once if you should quote a disgraced rabbi, and he said, absolutely not. You should not quote something. If the Shtickel Torah, the Dvar Torah you heard, was from a rabbi who since then was caught, I don't know, starting up with women, starting up with children, doing, you know, stealing money, doing some terrible thing, absolutely not. You don't quote him. And he says it's a Beferish, a Gemara, Avod, Dazar, Daf, Lamed, Hey. Not 100% Beferish, but here's what the Gemara says. Amalu Rav Vitim Rav Nachum B'Yitzok, Lo Tishta'u, that you shouldn't listen to Aibo, quote anything from Aibo, because he eats pas akum, so you can't quote anything from him. And the Bach comments, that's what it means, that you're not allowed to quote something from a Talmud Chacham who's done terrible things. Rav Moshe in Eben Ezra Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadivav is a famous tshuva about a musician who had perform in front of mixed audiences, and there was a lack of tznius at his concerts and what was going on over there, and whether you're allowed to say Divrei Torah in the name of this musician. So Moshe says that lack of tznius does not make him an apikora. So it sounds like Rav Moshe does think you're allowed to quote him. Now, keep in mind, Rav Moshe was not dealing with the level of indiscretion that we have, unfortunately, with Rabbanim nowadays, with rabbis nowadays, who've been caught doing things, whether he was just whatever the situation was with that musician and whatever the reality was, all Rav Moshe describes is that he performed in front of mixed audiences. So in the stomach, that's all Rav Moshe was dealing with. I don't know how much further we can go than that. However, Kabbalah Sa'amus Mimisha Amaro, and in the same time, we have to accept the truth from wherever it comes. And the Eben Ezra and the Abarbanel quote Karaite scholars every now and then. So apparently, you're allowed to quote even bad people. But there's a big difference between quoting someone and saying, yeah, they're a Karaite scholar, but they happen to say something that's true, versus quoting someone as a rabbi. meaning, this is where you're giving chashivos to them as a bal ha-mesorah, as a rabbi, when they're clearly not part of the mesorah. The Tshuvas Machne Chaim in Siman Yud Aleph says that you could still quote their Torah, but just don't say who it's from. Rav Shach thought you shouldn't even quote their Torah because they've proven themselves not to be a bal ha-mesorah, and they probably misunderstood everything they ever said. However, if you were to say who it is from, it would be a huge chilul Hashem. It would send the message that you can get away with anything. It will hurt the victims of their crimes in the sense that they feel like they're still respected scholars, and it implies that Torah scholarship is divorced from midos tovos and from mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, and that certainly is not something that we want to do. So that's certainly an exception to the rule. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with someone who is a terrible person, then you don't have to be Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Another exception to the rule is Beferish in the Gemara Masechet Yevamos. Yevamos Tzadizayin, I think that's where the Gemara appears. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan got very upset at Rabbi Elazar for not quoting him. He was hikbid ma'od, he got very upset. So they tried to calm Rabbi Yochanan down as to why Rabbi Elazar didn't quote him. So they said to him, what do you think it looked like when Yeshua ben Nun said Shir? Like, what do you think? He sat down and he said Shir, or stood, I don't know if he stood or sat, I don't know. So, but he said Shir, and every other word was, I heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. I heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course he heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone knows everything he said he heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't have to keep saying it. So they said to him, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, don't worry. Everyone knows everything Rabbi Elazar ever heard was from you. So it's not necessary. But in there is an exception to the rule. Meaning apparently, when it's Yadua, that everything you say comes from that person, then of course you don't have to quote it. Everyone knows that you're saying it from that person. And just one final word on this issue. In the Tshuvas Mishnah Alachos Chelek Yiral Simin Shin Gimel, Rav Menashe Klein points out we find that the Tanoim, this Gemara in Yevamos, they would get very upset when they didn't, or the Amoraim, when they didn't give proper attribution. You could look at Nida Chavavim Beis, Ksubas Chafeim Beis, Psachim Dachnim Gimel, and that Gemara in Yevamos, Rabbi Yochanan was upset at Rav Elazar for not quoting him, and they use Makbid, the Gemara says, because, says the Gemara, why is he more Makbid than anybody else? So he's mocked because of Sosef Dovnos together. That this is a way to give him eternal chiyus. That if you're quoting someone who's no longer with us, so it's a way to give him, to have him live beyond his lifetime. So that's something that he was mocked about, that he didn't want that to be taken away from him. But whatever the Yetzer Hara is, not to quote, it's really silly. That's, leaving aside all the halacha, it's such a stupid Yetzer Hara to not quote. I mean, what do you think? You think if I don't quote where I got everything from, then people will respect me more. Then people will look up to me more. The opposite is true. The opposite is true. You ever hear who's the most respected Talmud Chacham? You hear from? So you hear from Rav Sacks. Rav Sacks is always quoting. He's always quoting where from Rav Soloveitchik, from Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter is always quoting from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik always quoting. I heard from my father in the name of my grandfather. Always quoting where they heard it from. No one respects them any less for it. And the reason they don't respect them any less for it is, first of all, it shows that they have integrity. And second of all, it shows that they're grounded in Mesorah. That they're not just, shooting from the hip and saying whatever comes to mind. That everything they're saying is grounded in the Mesorah Satorah, which is so much bigger than any of us. So that's why it's such a critical thing to Yomer Davar B'Shem Amro and Emir Tashem to be Mevi Geula Li'Olam.